Hmm? Are we going?
Yep.
Huh?
You okay?
Yeah, I'm so hot in this hat. I want to cut my hair, but it's like, you know, I want to... Whatever.
You want to cut it?
Well, it's like, you know, it's the hot... It's just, it's cold out, and it's like, I hate the beanie because it's making... What was that noise?
That was so...
What was that?
It's my watch. Sorry.
What'd you do to your watch? Smack the time back into place?
Yeah.
Sounded like he got upset with us.
Yeah. I mean,
Brent, you're fucking...
Oh, you're really smacking in time, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, whatever. This guy. I want to do that more in my life. This guy.
I think that's the only reason I'm here. I'm convinced that's the only reason.
You're the this guy.
So you can go, this fucking...
Yeah, it's good. It's good teeth. Good job.
Yeah, that was good.
Nice. Hello, world. That's how I'm opening this. Welcome to another episode of Lion's Den. Today,
great if it was the world.
One day.
That's the whole... Guys.
Okay, sorry.
I had a rhythm here. All
right.
Say 3, 2, 1.
3, 2...
Hello. God damn it. That was the right way to do it, but yeah. Do it now. I know. Ready?
3, 2, 1.
Hello, world. Don't laugh.
He laughed too.
What did I do?
Cute.
One. All right. Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of The Lion's Den. Today's guest is somebody dear to my heart, somebody I've known for 11 years, basically. Mm-hmm. I used to work with her at the Conan O'Brien show, or the Tonight Show with Conan, when I was a PA, and the Conan show. We've remained really good friends. Her name is Sona Movsesyan.
How does it? Movsesyan.
I honestly, I hate that you did that. We talked about this prior. Yeah. I can't say it more than once.
Sona Movsesyan.
Son of a damn bitch. Movsesyan.
Sounds like you're almost going to say Movsesyan.
It's her.
Sona Movsesyan.
Oh, nice.
Movsesyan.
He makes everything that does.
I know. That was really
Svefian?
Cool.
I can't say it.
Movsesyan. Sona Movsesyan.
Got it.
Now it doesn't sound real to me. Anyway, she's a close friend of mine. So in this episode, we're going to go down memory lane a little bit to when we worked together. We're also going to talk to her about the fact that she was a speech champion.
Yeah, amazing.
Yeah.
National, by the way.
We all talk about, well, her name. Mm-hmm. And then we also talk about how we've... You and her have said bitch.
Yeah,
to...
we're gonna
bitch in real life to somebody.
We're gonna delve into a story about both of us calling somebody a bitch to their face for the first time. It was it was pretty cool.
She's a great, great, great person,
sweetheart.
Wow, Brent, she's a lot of fun. We also talked to her about, you know, life and what's going on with her. She you can hear her every week on the Conan Needs a Friend. Jesus Christ,
we did it before.
I know. I got it.
Conan
I got
O'Brien
it.
Needs
we
a
don't
friend.
Do take twos. It's right. Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend. It's an unbelievable podcast. I've heard every episode. You can hear her laughing in it. You could also hear her in the beginning and the end of it. She is hilarious with Conan. She is like a great comedic partner to him in this. I what's that word? Implore you? Implore you.
Implore.
Is that, I'm trying to use big words because she was a speech girl.
You got to start reading.
Yeah. Just finish the damn thing.
We implore you to watch and listen. Watch Conan. Listen to the podcast. She's great on it. She's great on this episode. Enjoy the episode with Sona Movsesyan.
It's Movsesyan.
I got it. Sona Movsesyan.
Ooh, do that again. I like the
Sona Movsesyan. We learned her real first name, by the way. Sona's her middle name.
I know. You'll hear that too, which is, like, I mean, it's crazy. It's not crazy.
Movsesyan.
Do it again.
Movsesyan.
Now say it. Say it.
Sona Movsesyan.
Now say it as a Spanish dancer.
Sona Movsesyan. I don't know.
That was great.
All right. Enjoy this episode of The Lion's Den with Sona Movsesyan.
We are friends, digging each other.
I thought you bought this house.
No.
Oh, I was like, so proud of you.
No, I'm like on a lease to own thing. And honestly, if I bought it, I'd be fucked because of the problems I've had.
The problems? You
know, the problems.
Besides the...
He's created.
No, only one. The other things have been... There's been some other things.
From your friends.
Replaster pool, heating, AC, all this stuff. All
that's
these
all
things.
Part of it. Yeah,
but that's normal.
He's a homeowner, so he knows. You know, my mom... by the way, I don't know what it is. My mom came into town. Did we start?
Yeah,
great. So my mom came into town, and right on cue, can you hear that plane?
Oh, yeah.
So for some goddamn reason, the second my mom comes into town, planes land in my backyard. So when she's here, she always goes, geez, it's like you're staying at the airport, right? You know? Because moms always know how to dig you.
The other day when I was here and a helicopter started crashing.
Oh, I know.
She just started cracking up. She just started hysterically laughing.
She said to me, she came into my house, first time she's here, keep in mind, moved here, 18, no money, climb my way up in the silly business.
Right.
Yeah. So it should be a nice moment. You're here. She's with my father. First time she comes here. She goes to my fridge. She goes, you have a very inconvenient fridge.
Oh, my God.
Inconvenient.
Why is it inconvenient?
No idea. I just said, Mom, you're really reaching. And then apparently there's an air show every time she's outside.
The goddamn Blue Angels.
Is there an airport nearby?
Apparently.
We're close to Burbank. We're close to Burbank.
Oh, that's nice.
And then my older brother, who's both my brothers are smarter than me. My older brother is very technically shut up.
So much smarter.
All right. By the way, we're with Sonam Sessian here.
Maybe a little better looking. So sorry.
Oh,
you're not
wrong. We're falling right back into this shit.
Have you met his cousin Brendan?
No, really? Oh, wait, I have. Isn't he married now?
Yeah, he's married with a kid. And you're married too.
I am. Woman. No, I love my husband so much. But
by the way, that's what everybody says when they get caught cheating on their husband.
What are you talking about?
Do you know what I call Brendan, his cousin Brendan?
What?
I call him Bigger, Better Brent.
Yeah, he said that right away.
He is better in every way, I feel like.
All right, so anyway. Anyway, back to when my parents were here.
Yes.
I forgot my point. I got so mad.
She was talking about the airport, and your mom was saying your refrigerator.
So then my older brother's here. My older brother is in technology shit. So he's this snarky, doesn't use an iPhone because of, so he has this other type phone.
Android.
I'm going, it's not usually what happens, Mom. And then he somehow finds, actually, there was a petition to get the planes to go a different direction. Did you know that? Through the section, through blah, blah, blah. Sitting in the outside, I go, really? From all angles? I'm getting it from this guy who can look anything up, apparently? How do you even find that?
You just got to tell him, I got a pull.
And then he says, you used to. A lot of shadows with these planes.
You can probably Google it. He probably Googled it. It could have taken you about a few minutes.
All right, so here we are back on the Lion's Den.
Sona, how did we say your last name?
Mofsessian.
I said it right. I said Mofsessian.
That was the first time I've heard it.
Jason doesn't know.
Mofsessian.
Mofsessian. There's a lot of consonants near each. I'm Armenian.
As I was going to say, you have the I-N and the
I-A-N. Yeah. I'm also a quarter Greek.
Nice. I always say Armenian last names sound like you're trying to start a car. I have first cousins that are Armenian.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Mulgalian, I believe.
Most Armenian last names rhyme with Armenian.
Mm-hmm.
It's an easy way to remember it.
That's easy.
Oh, yeah. Do you know Bobby Bolinian?
What the hell?
He loved it.
What the hell?
I tried to think of something so fast.
I think my car starting one was way better, but
edit that part out.
No, mm-hmm. Don't edit things.
Also, Armenian men names they replace first letters. Like if they'll replace certain letters, like Edward is Edward.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why?
It's Edvard. Just screw. That's the Armenian way of saying it.
But is it spelled Edward?
No, with a V instead of a W. Edvard.
So it's like, you know what? Fuck your name. We're doing Edvard.
Edvard.
Back in the car.
So Armenians are from the future, basically. It's like a bad futuristic movie.
Yeah.
It's like, what is your name? Edvard.
We're not making fun of your name.
No, it's fine.
Is your married name an Armenian name as well?
Yeah, he's Armenian as well. Tak. His name is Tak Boroyan.
Tak?
Baroyan. His full name is Artak, which is an Armenian name.
Zartak?
Artak.
Oh, so I was about to
Artak
say.
Artak and Edvard.
You mean he's a Star Wars character?
That's what I'm saying. It sounds like an eighth grader writing.
Oh, my God.
I've been bombing a lot of these.
So Brent,
you're making him nervous.
Brent, maybe you should leave and then Jason and I can just have a conversation.
Yes. A mellow.
I've never heard you talk about Armenian cousins. I didn't know that was a thing.
Jeremy and Travis, Mike, you've met them.
Yeah, there's an Armenian named Travis?
Yeah.
Well, their father, my uncle, is American, is a white dude.
Yeah, but I've never met an Armenian guy named Travis.
Yeah, their names aren't even Armenian. They have the last name Collings.
Travak.
They have the eyebrows.
Yeah. They have the hair.
Yeah.
Sona is my middle name. My first name is Tallinn. So I have a really ethnic name. Tallinn Sona Movsesyan. Wow.
Tallinn
so
Sona
Armenian.
Movsesyan.
Tallinn sounds like a 1940s Armenian woman. Tallinn.
See, that's the same thing I said about Edvard instead of Colleen.
Yeah.
It's Tallinn.
Tallinn.
They're just messing with you a little
Tallinn!
Bit.
Tallinn!
You're yelling so
Tallinn,
loud.
Can we get the kids?
Headphones off.
You yell so much sometimes.
He's got a good yell.
Do you think you have a temper?
Oh.
I think I have a hilarious temper.
Yeah.
Oh, it is funny. When you yell, it's funny.
Yeah.
Does anybody take you seriously if you're actually angry?
Well, not Hollywood. I've been trying to get into those movies.
Brent has the type of temper that is funny because he'll get mad and then punch something, but it'll hurt his hand way more than the thing that he punched.
Man, I wish I could do anything to you physically. There's like literally nothing I could do to you physically.
Damn it!
Because even if I punched your head when you were turned around, it would hurt my hand more than your head. No, I have I find that over time, I'm more angry at things that don't matter by myself. That's why you always call me a dad with no children.
That's such a dad thing to be mad about.
I'm becoming my
father
a lot in that way. But like mad at other people like that, I've been pretty calm. Here's what happened. I used to be outwardly kind of, why don't you just figure? You know, it's very New England to be confrontational. Mm-hmm. So it's just natural to be like, what the fuck are you doing? Even if you don't mean it in that anger, it just comes out that way. Right. It's just like, where the fuck do you think you're walking? And you go, TS, all that stuff.
Right.
And then I found like, okay, Brent, you can't be that way in public. That's a bad way. So I started like trying to do all those like calm apps and things like, all right.
My favorite is the counting that you talk about.
Yes, this is what I found out. Because I was at an airport once with comedian Adam Devine and our plane. We were we had to take a Spirit airline. Oof. And this is recent. And I said, we shouldn't. It's like a school bus in the sky.
Yeah.
You know? And the flight was delayed for 3 hours.
Oof.
So I said, I'm getting a massage. I'm at Atlanta airport. I'm going to one of those express places. One of the best massages I ever had.
Atlanta's
way too much
great.
Money.
That's a good airport.
We are sitting by the terminal. The plane landed and left and no one boarded. Made no sense.
What?
And I thought that has to be us. It's four idiots getting on. It's not us. Because even families that were there for 3 hours sitting in front of the thing didn't even board. So Adam's losing his mind. Rightfully so. And it's his tour. So I go, Adam, you gotta count down. And then I realized, like, no, I said count up. Because what I found is I used to try to be like 3, 2, 1. Like, try to count down. But I realized that's an explosion. That's when you count down, it really just goes 3, 2, 1. What in the living shit? And then you snap. So I found if you count up, that's what I told Adam. I said, count up, not down, up. He goes, why? I go, just act like you forgot what 4 is. So it was like, because if you go 1, 2, 3, and it's just like, and you could get yourself out of it. Yeah. I tried that with Jason once because he gets mad at the airport.
Oh,
and
so
he kept going, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
Poking people in the back, 1, 2, 3.
And I go, you're doing it wrong.
Yeah. You guys have to travel a lot. I hate that.
And we can't get on no-fly lists. That's the problem because then our business is ruined.
Like, I've gotten
us
pretty
close. You can't get on no-fly lists. Why would you get... Being
violent in the airport is one
okay. Yeah. Oh, I get it.
Yeah. Like being banned. If we can't get on a plane, then we don't make our living.
See, I misunderstood. I thought you meant we can't do terrorism. Because I didn't
we
know that you...
We can't do terrorism.
That's where she
I
went.
Thought that I really thought that it's really hard to get on the no-fly list, but I guess starting...
It isn't, actually.
Really?
How do you know?
Well... I'm on the list. I'm just kidding. No, but I because after you and I talked about that and you've said it on stage, I don't want to get on. I actually looked it up.
Yeah.
And if I get in a verbal confrontation on the plane where they have to remove you, you can get on the.
Yeah.
Where they have to remove you because of a verbal confrontation?
Oh, that's happened.
Yeah, like
people
you see the YouTube videos of people getting removed.
Yeah, there's all kinds of videos.
Well, I know people leave, but I didn't know that you can't fly anymore after that.
Sometimes.
Well, yeah, because what he's talking about is like both of us will talk about an incident we had on a plane. Mm-hmm. And like my biggest thing is I said, like, I just get really once I'm on the plane, I'm nervous as shit because I'm like, OK, this is where you keep it down. Like, I don't need to be a YouTube video of like a couple Florida guys punching each other some, you know, guy getting dragged out or some rapper who didn't get the right seat. You know, I've seen it all. I said, but like, if somebody wrongs me, I wait for terminals. Like, yeah. That's everything. Like, we had this one incident with that girl going to Dallas.
I called a girl a bitch on the plane.
You did? Yeah.
Well, here's what happened. Like,
I've never called a girl
okay
a bitch to their face, but, like, from the other room.
You know what? I called someone a bitch to their face.
Oh, it's
for the first time at jury duty.
How did it feel?
A jury duty?
What happened?
It's really stupid. First of all, I love jury duty. I enjoy it. It's fun. I've been on a jury twice. I've crushed it both times. But I...
This is her. She
you
goes
like...
like
in your hand.
Come on, I got a bit. You like doing this. Your Honor, we find a defendant guilty.
And you just love it.
I milk
it. Kills it.
Next case.
No, because I have a... You know I have a speech and debate background.
That's
so
true, yes.
I love it. I love deliberating. I love listening. I take copious notes. But the first day of jury duty, I went to the wrong courthouse and I got in the elevator and I was on the ground floor and I was like, I have to go to the first floor. And some woman on the thing was like, you're already on the first floor. And I was like, you don't have to be a bitch.
Nice.
So you had the court attitude. You came in with court attitude.
But I waited as I got out of the elevator and the doors were closing so that she couldn't fight me. Because if I ever had to get into a fight, I would
Well, you'd be
lose.
In the right place.
You could talk your way out of it. Speech and debate.
I definitely
You ever catch yourself wanting to cross-examine the witness from the jury box?
Yes. I wanted...
I got this one.
Both cases, the district attorney was not good. And I really wanted to just be like, can I just coach you real quick outside? Wow. And then you can come back in. It was infuriating.
She's in the jury going...
Yeah.
And that's what I want to... You know what? Good segue into trying to interview here. So, Sona... Sona went to USC.
Yes.
And I remember this when I was working. So Sona and I's relationship is I got a job as a production assistant for The Tonight Show with Conan through Liz Plonka helping me get an interview. Mm-hmm. And I was one of the first PAs hired to that Tonight Show experience, and you were Conan's assistant. Like,
yes.
Brand new, too, because the oldest assistant in New York State, right?
We started around the same time, I think. Yeah.
And I was running around just trying to keep a job and finally had health insurance and no money and just honestly was unprofessional.
Yes.
But slowly we formed an unbelievable friendship.
Uh-huh.
And started learning, like, I'm not much of a reader or writer, but I'm not much for book learning.
Book learning.
Yeah, I'm not much for the book learning. But then she would have these, like, kind of, and she was like, you know, I was captain. I would try to make fun of you, and then you would be like, well, I was captain. What were you? You were like,
I was a national speech champion.
Yes, that's what it was.
Yeah, I don't fuck national. Around.
Yes. National.
Yeah. National speech champion. It happened 16 years ago. I bring it up once a week, at least.
I love it.
I am, it's probably the biggest achievement of my life.
Honestly, awesome. Too, because, like, here's the deal. Like, coming out of film school and then doing a bunch of different jobs, like construction and door-to-door sales, which I bombed all that, waiter, bartender, anything you could do to get that opportunity just for me to be a PA,
mm-hmm.
You have to understand, like, you were a page, too, weren't you?
I was an NBC page.
Yeah. Being an NBC page is one of the hardest fucking gigs to get. Like, coming from film school, it's so hard to get that gig. And then to be the assistant to Conan O'Brien of The Tonight Show, you basically have to be like a fucking scholar. So when I would walk down that hallway with Tom Supa, was the original assistant to Jeff Ross, I just remember thinking, this hallway's different. Like, be on your best behavior, which I wasn't, so I obviously don't listen to my brain.
No.
But it's because of you, because then I found out, oh, she's fun. Yeah. Tom I ended up liking. I haven't seen him.
Yeah.
But either way, like, that is such a hard fucking gig to get in this business. It's super hard. So I assumed, it's probably why I probed you for questions, like, where'd you go to school, and how the hell did this happen?
Yeah.
Because that's like, who wouldn't
but
want
that?
But
even being a PA on that show is tough. I mean, there's people who've been working
on
that
show build
for
a deck.
26 years. Yeah.
I had to help build a deck at Liz's house because I had done basic construction.
Uh-huh.
She wanted to test my work ethic. And I've been working as a doing electrical work, which, by the way, is not working out. And and I was doing door-to-door sales selling spa treatments. And I was working as a waiter and a PA and doing – or a waiter and a bartender and doing, like, 50 shows a month trying to do as much as I can to stand up. But I needed, like, health insurance. I needed something. And I said, Liz, is there any way I can get my resume? And she, by the way, rightfully so, forced me to, like, house sit and then, like – helped build a deck at our house, at Jack and I's house in Burbank. Like, helped this guy Ted and do that. And the two of me and him built this deck together in like the heat of the summer in Burbank. She just wanted to test my work ethic, which, by the way, is the right way to do it. Then she helped me like write my resume the right way. And then she says, okay, I could see you actually want it, so I'll put you in for it. What I didn't know is that, like, it wasn't really an interview. It was just like, you got it. And I met Tracy and Sarah and them, and then they just gave it to me.
Yeah.
I'm curious to know your side of the story with him being there, because I used to go visit him.
Yeah.
When he worked, and we would just, he literally walked around like he owned the Tonight Show.
Was it the Tonight Show or was that Conan?
Conan.
Conan was different.
Whatever, it was the show.
Well,
Tonight Show was more corporate.
And he's like, come on over here. This is,
everybody,
like, this is awesome.
Everybody loved Brent.
Weird.
It is. It's really weird. Everybody loved him. And he was, you know, he was a really fun guy to talk to. I'm talking like you're dead. Sorry.
Yeah.
I died.
No,
he was back then. He's changed. Lions everywhere.
And I don't know if he told you, but he was sitting by the talent and by the talent department. He was surrounded by Ashley and Carrie and Molly at the Tonight Show. And they were these three really beautiful, really fun girls. They all were always like flirting with Brent. Not because they like, I don't even know if they wanted to actually
talent
date
was low.
You.
Talent was low.
But
did you know they were flirting, or were you experiencing?
Well, I had no idea. What happened is like when I started the Tonight Show was different. When Tonight Show, they built that whole studio for us.
Yeah.
And because I was one of the, it was me, Erica Brown, and I think Chris Ultimo. How could I forget Ultimo? Sounds like a fucking American Ninja Warrior. But so the three of us were like the first. No, and Ryan Clark.
Yes.
It was him. But I was the only one who knew how to use a fucking drill. Because I had been doing bad construction. So I basically built those cubicles and built and put all those files away in a different building like we had to do. And like interns would come like, how do I? And all these fancy schools. Because summer interns for that type of show are like Harvard. And it's like a lot of, Jack Nicholson's daughter was an intern. She was actually a good intern, by the way.
Yeah.
She was really sweet. Like,
Lorraine?
She actually worked. Yeah. She had the eyebrows. That's how I knew I was like, Jack?
She's very sweet.
Nope. She did. She had the Jack eyebrows. It's not an insult. He made a living off of it. Edit.
Oh my God.
I just remember building up, and then they gave me the desk. But then I'm like, you know, you do a lot of busy work when you're a staff PA. Hmm. It wasn't until I had that they needed somebody downstairs, and Steve Hollander said, can you stand in for Andy to read these cue cards with Mike Sweeney? And so I read the cue cards, and that, because I've been doing stand-up, I didn't give a shit.
Right.
So I was like, yeah, of course. And it was that day Steve Hollander went up to Sarah and was like, can I take him downstairs?
Yeah.
And that pissed off all the PAs.
Really? I didn't know it pissed everybody
because
off.
Because when you get hired at the Tonight Show, you want to be on the floor.
It's
you
fun.
Know? Yeah, like, yeah. But when you're in the office, it's an office. It's like cubicles. And when I'm in the cubicle with those girls you're talking about, I'm bored. So I started doing like, hey.
He flirted with it. I wasn't. We all flirted. Everybody flirted.
I'm just a natural flirt, but I would do stuff like, Ashley, it's my impression of a wizard who tries to hide that he's a wizard. Wow. Remember, I used to kiss the computer. I used to do a bunch of weird bits.
So weird.
And they loved it in the beginning, but then they're like, Brent, we actually have work to do. And I was
so
like, No. I figured it out. Watch the stapler. Because you can't put somebody like me in a fucking cubicle. So they were like, we'll bring you downstairs. And then I became like the stand-in talent walker. Mm-hmm. And then, that's why I ended up downstairs. So I just had a desk for no reason.
Yeah, I know. You had a desk for no reason.
On
but I
got to
tell you something. You know what I did learn, though? It's kind of, you know, personally, I found out stand-ins get paid a lot more. I should have been paid for compensated.
Hello.
But I wouldn't have had the benefits.
But you're talking about like a sitcom stand-in.
Yeah, maybe you're
because
right.
Because now,
I truly don't know.
Do you know who does the stand-in?
Interns.
Yes.
People,
unpaid
people
interns.
That,
oh, wow.
My job
do
was...
Do Brent's job.
We'll get to that.
That's changed.
So
it's the same job.
I ended up... shut up. I ended up like hitting it off with her comedically so much that I was like, this is the best. Like, she's awesome. Like, I would go to the office all the time and we'd just hang out and laugh.
I remember before I met you, he was like, you got to meet.
Sona's the fucking best.
Yeah.
I remember that time. I'll never forget this. I could say it. You can cut it if you have to. Remember they did the sexual harassment?
Oh, I was just thinking that on the way over here. So, oh my God, it was mandatory.
Like a meeting for this.
Yeah, it's a they had mandatory NBC... sexual harassment training.
Yeah, and they
it's
would
legal.
And they would use people like in the video because it's NBC from like The Office and all the shows, and they would be like, "Hi, sometimes you can't do this or this is a you know," and they have the people that have to do it. You know, you do it on every show mm-hmm. when you work. Sona's, and they have everybody. It's a huge staff and crew. And Sona's down there. I'm up here. So I just text her, "Wanna fuck?"
During the sexual harassment?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hour,
but
then like an hour.
No phone on her, I guess. I thought she wasn't answering me. I start going, "Whoops."
Oh.
Took a risk. Like.
You were already preparing your apology?
Yeah, because I thought we were just friends or joking around.
Oh,
but she's not writing back. So I'm going, "Oh boy. Well."
Did he head you off? Did he tell you before you saw the text or did you?
Well, no, I saw the text and started laughing.
Oh, I think. Right.
Once, because you left your phone in your office.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I went to your office and said, "How the hell did you not get the text?" She goes, "What text? I left my phone in the office." And then I went back to my desk and then you wrote, like, "Yeah, you better. I'll get you fired." Like, you doubled down on it. Shit, we can't do now. There's just one of those funny, great.
We're like,
it
was too woke.
Time.
It was fucking hilarious.
No, people still do it now.
I know.
Yeah,
it's people still. I cut you off before you talked about how you called someone a bitch.
Oh, on the plane.
I need to hear how you call. I know we're going but I really need to hear this.
I talk about this on stage once in a while. It was the same situation as you and Adam with the what's that crappy airline we were just talking about? Spirit.
It wasn't
and
Spirit.
We were on Spirit and they delayed the flight and then we looked at the line. The line was so long. And you were like, "Screw it, I'm just going to get 2 first class tickets on United."
Oh, that's
and we,
what it was.
And you know, yeah. in first class, they bring you all the alcohol.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I, and he doesn't really booze.
And I'm not a big drinker.
So I was like.
Drinking on the plane, right?
And he loves Bailey's.
And we're.
What?
So,
yeah, he's like a mother in a ski lodge. Yeah, we always do this. Yeah. No, we do this bit on stage. Like, but it's a true story.
It's a true story.
But we're flying to Dallas, and Dallas
he'll
is.
Tell it.
No. No, trust me, this will work.
I got it.
We're flying to Dallas. Dallas is very rich. You know, that Dallas is like the rich kid of Texas. So you got a bunch
highest,
of rich people.
Highest amount of billionaires per capita.
Isn't that crazy?
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah.
Right?
So we're sitting, we're enjoying, we're laughing, we're on the plane. Like, we're happy. You know, mm-hmm. I'm drinking some whiskey. I'm sneaking them some Baileys. You know, we're having
I mean,
a good time.
I keep thinking I'm running out, and every time I look, I'm like, oh, it's not empty
yeah,
yet.
Because I was sneaking. Yeah. I was sneaking. I was having a good time. Then this escort gets on, like full-on escort.
Like pro.
Well, let me interrupt for just a second. I also talk about when you know how when you're drinking, you think everyone else is deaf, so you talk
yeah, we were
really
loud.
We were talking really loud on the phone.
You guys must have been so obnoxious.
Oh,
But we talk about this. People were still boarding the plane. We weren't that obnoxious.
This is when you haven't even taken off.
Yeah, which means that everybody's talking. It's like before the previews. Like we're having a good time. Then this girl with heels just. The worst.
She had sweats on that have never been sweated in. Her her sneakers had a heel. She was wearing sunglasses. It was a night flight. And she had a little tiny dog with her. And in Brent
That's
knows
cool.
I love little dogs.
Yep. Yeah.
So she sits down in the empty seat next to Brent. And I lean over and I go, "Oh."
But also across the aisle. So it's
across
two, then one. So she's by herself. She's not like right next to us. She's across the aisle.
Yeah, okay. She's across the aisle. 2 and 1. And I lean over, I point at her dog and I go, "Oh." And she goes, "What?" Like, "What?" And I'm like, "Your dog is cute." So I was done with her.
Yeah. Immediately done.
And
like,
then,
she's the worst.
Yeah.
But it's a Yorkshire Terrier. I grew up with
That's
a Yorkie.
Cute.
So I've never seen a quiet Yorkie. So all I said was like,
"Yeah."
I said, "Wow, that dog's so calm. Would you give it a Xanax?"
Joking.
You know, joking.
Joking. We're joking.
Drunk. I assume everybody was involved with, everybody loves what I'm doing. She goes, "No, Benadryl."
She gave her dog Benadryl. So I hate her even more now.
Yeah.
Why did she give her dog?
Who?
Is that normal?
To keep her
I don't
dog.
Know.
No,
but all I know is she's drugging her adorable little animal.
So we go back. So now I'm done with it.
Yeah.
So we go back to our conversation.
Loud.
Okay.
By the way. Plane hasn't taken off yet.
Still hasn't taken
off.
I cannot.
I thought this was like 4 hours into your.
No, we haven't taken off.
Still at the
so
gate.
So it's 5 minutes later. We're just talking, and
right?
Obviously loud. He's right. We were louder, but we weren't like the plane's still boarding.
Right.
It's not like people are sleeping yet.
She starts going.
Wow.
Yeah.
And we're not paying attention to that.
Yeah.
So then she says,
"Excuse me. excuse me, and we look over.
Yeah.
And the way she says it's like, oh, yeah. I'm thinking maybe she'd be like, sorry, I was rude. Like, she goes, we all don't need to hear your life story.
Ooh.
And I went, shut up, bitch. Because I was drinking. I even pointed so she knew she was the bitch I was talking about. I was like, shut up, bitch.
And this is my favorite part, though, because I go, whoa, 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 whoa. And I go, hey,
she's
hey,
she's about
hey.
To but, lose it.
But I'm thinking, ah, this is my fault because I've been sneaking him shit and he doesn't really drink. And I'm going, and then he just let it. He goes, shut up, bitch. Said it very calm. She goes, what? And then he goes, oh, now you're deaf?
Yeah. Oh!
I go, a minute ago, we were too loud. Now you can't hear me?
By the way,
shut up, you bitch, is what I said.
And all first class.
Everyone's
loved
watching.
Us.
Yeah, and they.
No, they didn't.
No, yes, we were making friends with everybody.
Did they?
It was really cute.
But not only do we make friends with them.
Well, remember we're flying to Texas. The lady sitting in front of us looks at us and goes, "Hey y'all, don't fight." The sweetest voice. "Hey y'all, don't fight."
Aww.
And then she says, "Y'all were talking kind of loud," and then we immediately went, "Oh, I'm so sorry," and then she goes. She did ask. She was a little rude. She didn't know how to ask nicely.
Yeah.
And then the girl said, I did ask nicely.
Yeah.
And Brent goes, no, you didn't. She did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She did. She did. And then girl in front of us, she came with her friends
to
the show.
Stop.
Yeah.
Hey, that's nice.
Yeah.
It really does matter how you say things to people. Yeah.
Crazy part is.
I had a really hard time learning about that.
Yeah.
But yeah.
The crazy part is the girl had two dogs and we never knew it because she had one dog on her lap.
Oh, that's
right.
You know
how you put a carry-on under the seat?
Yeah.
When we landed, she pulled the bag out from under the seat and there was another fucking dog in the
remember
bag.
What I said? God. Remember what I said?
What'd you say?
I went, you have two
yeah,
dogs?
Yeah, he goes, you have two dogs? And then I said,
what'd you say?
That's a total of three bitches.
Fuck.
Yeah.
But at that point, we ran. Like,
oh, we
she was
done.
The worst. So everybody's laughing their asses
off. Yeah.
But, like, everybody, I can't say so. Flight attendants, everybody loved us.
Yeah.
I mean, we were killing it. We weren't like blackout assholes. We were just.
And
loud.
By the way, when we took off, we did what everybody does and we got quiet.
Yeah, we quiet and watched a movie. We were just waiting for the plane to leave.
Yeah.
But it was so interesting to have that reaction right away.
She sounds like she sucks.
She was definitely an escort. And by the way, like I say on stage, I'm not saying it in a bad way.
I was going to say
you're 26, fake tits, fake ass. Go. Have your fun. Enjoy. I always say if I was a 26-year-old pretty blonde girl with no talents,
wow,
you'd see my Instagram would be me outside a jet with a bunch of old Asian businessmen going, Hong Kong. Like,
oh,
you know.
Oh, my God. you know, but you're right. There is a point. There is a point where she's not going to look like that, and she's going to have to rely more on her
travel,
personality.
Enjoy,
and she has to be nice.
And I was so nice to her. I was complimenting how cute her dog was.
I know. And I was like, oh, Yorkie, how'd you get a Yorkie?
Did it feel good?
Yeah, it did.
It was great. It was great.
I was skipping through the terminal after that. And usually I'm that most angriest guy in the terminal.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, it's a beautiful morning. I was feeling it.
Feels good when you feel like you won.
Oh, and
I like it.
I did feel like I won.
Yeah.
It was a win. And I just want to say this because we're not taking it out. I know it's a woke culture, but you know, if you got it and you got it, enjoy it.
What?
I'm just saying with the escort thing. Enjoy life.
What woke culture? Yeah.
You know, it's just because now we got to edit. It's
what are you
going to
edit?
Okay, good.
No, but saying that, no, it's you know, prostitution's legal in some places.
Where?
I'm just saying, there's nothing.
You're on fire right now.
You know,
you're killing me, dude.
Everyone's got to make a living.
You're my favorite, dude.
You're my favorite. We love each other.
Anyway. All right, so let's talk about this, though. Let's talk about this. I got to stop saying that. But so tonight's show ends. I'll never forget this. I had two moments where I was like, I'm finally coming home for Christmas and I have a job. And it's a Tonight Show with Conan O'Brien, as opposed to me going home. People going, so when are you going to, are you good?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You know, now I can come home. Keep in mind, making like no money, $400 a week or something. I buy gifts because I'm thinking, you know what? At least I can keep this gig while I'm trying to get stand up going. This is good. I'm in the business. I remember being so blown away going through the Universal Sign. I was so enamored by the idea that I'm actually working somewhere where actually the people are amazing. Because I had done internships with terrible companies, and I thought, is this what it is?
You're at
everywhere else?
Everybody who works on that staff is cool. Well, it's, not everybody.
Yeah, I mean, but, you know more, but names. We'll both go down. Yeah. But then I'm thinking, this is great. I get to go home, and I'm working at the Tonight Show with Conan, and here's a gift. And yeah, I'm still silly uncle, and da-da-da, I'm doing this. And so I get these gifts, and then I go back. I'm taking a cab back to to the Van Nuys apartment, I accidentally leave my laptop in the back seat of the cab. Mm. And I had all my writing on it, all the scripts I'd written.
Oh, that sucks.
And then 2 weeks later, we find out we're losing the show.
Oh.
So,
well, you know, sorry, go ahead.
Well, my thought was like, well, it's an institution. You're not getting like canceled. You're not going to get fired. Like, this is not working for a sitcom. You know, it's not another PA job. This is like a built-in 9-to-7 basic like a job. So I go, great. I can work around that, have a routine. We're good. I go home. I give gifts, and I lose the laptop. I go, no. Gone. Call the cat. Can't find it. Gone, of course. Literally 2 weeks later, find out we're kind of losing it.
Yeah.
I went, oh, boy. And I was like, well, this is where I never give, so I don't give gifts anymore to my family.
That's where that ended
that's
up.
I was waiting for
that's
like.
That's where that went.
I was going to be like, and then Sona helped you.
No.
And then, no, oh, I'm just never giving gifting. Never giving gifts
again. It's funny you
said. I grab
said...
my mom's face and I go, what did I tell you? What's the story?
Oh,
and I
God.
Make her repeat it.
What a dick.
Don't do that to your
dick.
Mom.
I would never do that.
Mother, look at me.
Yeah. No, she's the best. She's a queen.
Speaking of laptops around the Tonight Show, I don't know if I ever told you this, but. No. So it was between the Tonight Show and when we were going to go on the tour, the Legally Prohibited from Being Funny on Television tour. It's the tour Conan did right after the Tonight Show. And my laptop gets stolen from my car. So someone broke my passenger seat window and then stole my laptop. And then I called the police and they're like, you know what? We don't even send squad cars for these types of robberies because it's so rare that you find it.
Yeah.
And then I was like, okay. So then I called the police back and I was like, I work for Conan O'Brien, and there's information that might be dangerous that somebody else might get from him. I just used his name.
Right. Yeah, nice.
Cops were there within a minute.
Wow. Fans.
They took down a thing, and then it was done. And I really was like, I'm never going to get this laptop back. And then, about a week later, it was my whole case, so my cell phone bill was in there. I started getting phone calls from the guy who stole my laptop because he opened it up and he saw pictures of me and my friends and we were all hanging out. And I don't think he thought that we were like young and my, you know, like my friends, we were at the pool and stuff.
Yeah.
So there was a pervy guy.
Oh, so so he stole it and was perving out too?
So he stole my laptop, was perving out, found my phone number and called me and tried to like talk dirty with me.
Whoa.
And I was like, what are you, how do you know my number? How do you know like what I look like? And he goes, I'm looking at the pictures you sent me. And I was like, the pictures I sent you are the pictures on my stolen laptop that you have right now. And so he hung up. I called the police. They did a reverse phone lookup.
Wow.
This is good.
Wow.
They did a reverse phone lookup on the thing. Called me and they're like, do you know this person? And I go, I don't. He goes, we think this is the guy that has your laptop. Then he's like, we're going to go in. We're going to see if this is him. And then we'll call you back. They called me back within like 20 minutes. And they're like, we have your laptop.
That's awesome.
Wow. Isn't that insane?
Wow.
Yeah. And then.
Way better than Brent's story.
Yeah. I know. I was going to say, really one up my goddamn story.
No, I don't even know if I should. I can't. This is the first time I've ever talked publicly about this, so I don't know
I
if
like
this
it.
Is going to be a problem. This might be a little bit of a problem. But, okay, so then the officer returned the laptop to me. Then the officer started texting inappropriate things to me.
Jeez.
I've heard this a few times from different people.
Yes. Yeah. So, but I dismissed it. I didn't engage. I think I would just be like, haha. And I just like, I never even engaged, but it went on for a while.
Oh boy.
Then, oh my God, the plot thickened.
I love this.
I love the plot.
This is where it gets a little dicey if I should talk about it. But this detective was the detective on that Bling Ring case.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you know, the one where the teenagers were like
into Paris Hilton's house and all that.
And then Sofia Coppola made a movie about it, and he was a consultant on it. And then he was under investigation. He was dismissed from being a consultant on the movie because it turned out that he was sending sexually explicit messages to a witness in the case, so he was dismissed from it.
Wow.
So, anyway.
He's a perv.
Easily say that if he's already in the.
Yeah.
Well, I think, you know, it's like a lot of guys. They see
it's not
like
defamation.
A damsel
he did it.
In distress, and then he.
Oh, I have a friend that had to call the police to her apartment for a reason, and that cop kept coming to her apartment.
No.
He would come in and check on her, knock on the door, and just kind of see if everything's okay.
Oh, God. Yeah, you know, a perv in a cop uniform is still a perv.
Such a sexy perv.
Famous last words.
I love a perv in uniform.
What if she just got up and left? Oh, perv in a cop uniform is still a perv. Bye, guys. I think my time's up. Like, what the hell was that?
Wow, but at least you got your laptop back.
I got my laptop back, but I had already bought another one. Oh. But I got that one back, and I thought, you know, there was probably jizz all over it.
You gotta get rid of
you
it.
You guys think
jizz fingers.
Yeah, there's a lot of jizz.
Also, how do you think we jerk off?
Yeah.
Jizz.
Do you think that we just go, whoa! All over a laptop?
You're
like we're putting out a forest fire.
Spray on it like a hose? You're just like,
no. What is that move?
That's a giant penis.
It's like
that
a champagne bottle.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It's
your husband, good man.
Jizz everywhere.
Well, can't use this laptop anymore.
Yeah. Cheers, fingers.
The keys were all sticky. Oh, I don't know.
Stop describing.
Whoa!
My
like, I mean, it doesn't surprise us. We know how to.
What's happening?
You guys know. You guys probably have jizz fingers sometimes.
100%.
The only time I've ever the first.
No,
the first time I ever did it, I did do this. I go, what the hell is that sound?
What?
And then it went. And I went. Ah!
Was that you splooching?
My mom goes, dinner! What is that sound?
Your first time.
It was like Johnny Depp getting sucked through the... Who got sucked through the...
I thought
off,
I broke
Will.
It.
Why am I looking at Will?
I thought I broke it. I was like, oh, yeah. Oh my God, what did I do to it? You know, it's leaking. It's leaking.
Oh, my beautiful penis got all weird in the mouth.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brent Moore.
Why well, just sultry such sound? An R&B
last
singer,
song ever.
When he says, "I think I broke it," I just assume he has like such an R&B.
Yeah. Yeah. Ooh, I broke it.
Oh, that's nice.
Will I lose it again? I don't know.
See, she's so into it.
Did you start swaying?
I did.
Oh, that's a
I
a
like
good sweat.
That. Is there shame right after? There's shame, right? Or
immediate.
You're like
when you're alone. No.
Oh, okay.
When I'm alone, I am. Let's go look at you. This is who you are. Do you
and
think...
then he turns the camera off.
God damn, a good burn.
I'm gonna have to look at you later.
No, you just it's like I compare it to when you're a kid and like I don't know if anybody can relate to this, but like when you're a kid and like you have one friend who has a basement or a den and you that's where you hang out, you rough house, you know, you're doing stupid shit, you're playing Don't Touch the Ground. But then you stub your toe, like you like there's a moment where you hit your shin or you stub your toe, and everything gets clear and you realize how stupid shit is.
Oh, that's
and you go stop, 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 stop. Everybody stop. It's stupid. Yeah. What are we doing? I'm going to college. I'm done with this shit. That's how coming is when you're alone.
Because
like once you're done, you go, what the hell are you doing? It's 2 in the afternoon.
Oh, you're 2 in the afternoon.
Oh boy,
you're at a Marriott.
I can't imagine being a boy going through puberty because it's like. Always like.
What about
there?
A girl?
It was weird.
What do you mean?
Well, girls they grow
you get boobs
and
it's fun.
And it's you guys happen first too.
Then
we're
we
always
start menstruating.
And guys get awkward.
Yeah, it's way worse for women.
We all talk like this. You want to have sex with my penis? Like,
is that just, Mr. Furley?
Yeah,
it's a good one.
Awkward. Can you touch it? I kind of touch it too much this week. So maybe can you touch it?
Will, when are you going to puberty?
I can't
Zits,
wait.
A bad mustache, you know?
Man, I remember one time this kid, Evan Piggott, a good friend of mine, he was in,
good
we
name.
Were in my pool and he had arm under his hair and I did, yeah, like, I was the first.
You said arm under his hair.
I'm dyslexic.
Fucked up.
Hair under his arm. Oh, great. This is squeaking. I don't know. I'm judging my weight. But I just remember.
My God.
He was throwing something like a little basketball in the pool and I saw like little hairs under the arm.
Whoa.
And I didn't have that. And I went, oh no. Like I'm that guy. Like I'm gonna be like I'm gonna be Billy Elliot. I'm just gonna be running through the streets dancing.
I remember the first experiences in locker rooms and I was like, why doesn't mine look like that?
You know? Really? Well,
and it was just this guy's was yeah, there's always that
yeah.
There's always that one kid in the locker room when you're in like middle school that looks like he's 25.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah, you know? Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's always the kid, by the way, that has like parents love them, but, you know, there's no rules.
Yeah.
You know?
Also, they're strangely confident for that.
It's unbelievably confident.
It's like people at my age now don't have the confidence some of, like, the cool people had.
It's unbelievable to me. Yeah. I had a friend. I was always friends with the good-looking guys, but I was not a good-looking kid.
Aww.
And, yeah. No, I'll give so you sad. I'll give you more of an awe story. This kid, Chris... He had a list, printed out list of phone numbers from, and we were like in, it was fifth grade graduation, I think. And we were going into sixth grade, and he had all the girls' numbers from sixth and seventh grade.
Oh, my
God. And because he was so hot to them.
Wow.
He was like JTT, fucking Devin, what did we find out before? Swaha, Sawa. Back in the day, the Tiger Beach
JT,
shit.
Oh, yeah, Jonathan Taylor Thomas or Devin Sawa.
Sawa.
That's what
they're
it was.
Two different people. So.
Or even Shane West. Shout
they're
out to Shane. He'll be on the show soon. He's a good friend. But like, you remember the back in the day.
Okay.
But back in the day, they used to, like, those were the people liked. And basically, he had the numbers, and he would call on the landline, and I would talk, like, and I would try to do a voice like a Jonathan Taylor Thomas. Like, I really would. Like, hey,
Jonathan Taylor Thomas had a voice.
But these girls, he had a good, like,
really?
Shut up. You weren't my generation, all
right?
So I was just going, like, hey. And they're like, you sound cute. And I was the most cute I could feel. So I remember having that little moment. And then when they met me, it was like, oh. But,
oh, my God.
You don't match
sure
the voice.
No, no, no. But so what happened is this kid, 30 but 11. He throws a graduation party. He goes, my parents won't be here, which is why. But so we're going to have a kissing party. And I was like,
oh,
and you're invited. Yeah, because we're going to kiss. And I'm like, and it was
you and the guy?
Because I was funny. I hate your smooth bully shit, dude. So it was him, this other kid, Jake, me, and this other kid, Keith. And they were
all
handsome. And this girl, Irene, Lori, and this girl, Sherry. Sherry always had, like, she was smarter than everybody. Actually, you got to cut that name. So really cut
okay.
that. All right. But either way, I just remember I was so amped that I was nervous the next day. Like, I'm going to kiss a girl for, like, the first time. Because usually, like, I was always invited to hang out. But if girls were around, they'd be like, heard you're friends with Brent. And then Chris would go, like, no.
Wow.
Like, shit like that. It was bad. So I had this head and little. And I was playing baseball the day before. Somehow, I wake up for the graduation party. Brent, breakfast. And this one eye doesn't open because it's filled with poison ivy.
Oh, no.
Shoot.
So I'm this.
No kissing party.
But
oh,
I'm
no.
going.
You went anyways?
Yeah.
Did you wear a
went?
Patch?
No,
sure,
I just
patch,
was like,
dude.
I kept crying. I go, I gotta go.
But
you're not
contagious,
going.
Aren't you?
Yeah. At
but,
that age, who gives a shit?
But
is that not how it works?
I had to go to the park because these are the coolest kids.
Right.
And because I'm the funny guy and they liked me, but they were like the kids that were like good looking then. So all the prettiest girls were going from my elementary school and I was invited. So it's basically it's like 4-on-4. So it's out of the whole school. It's just us. And it's just, that's it. No party, just us. I can't miss the party.
Okay.
Because I'm going to kiss Sherry, goddammit. Because
yeah.
I knew the other ones
right.
were off limits. Way too hot. You know, I knew that Sherry was my option. And then they were, like, kissing in front of me and everything.
Ooh.
And I'm...
Oh, my God. That's hilarious. I could picture it. You just show
and then
up.
They go, kiss Brent. Kiss Brent. And I'm like, and she goes, even if his eye wasn't so messed up,
no.
I would never kiss him. And I was like, and then they
oh.
said, Brent, do the Michael Jackson dance.
And you did it immediately,
yeah.
probably.
Yeah.
Okay, love me.
I think about that all the time. Yeah.
I thought about that all the time. I had a girl dump me because I was afraid to kiss.
Really?
Oh, Jason.
Yeah. I was just didn't think I'd do it right. And she's like, I need to be with a boy that wants to kiss me.
She knew what she wanted.
Yeah. She's
oh,
got
yeah.
70 kids now, by the way.
All right, you know what? I'm actually going to ask this question. So we did this when we were doing a test.
Yeah.
When you were a kid, around that, say like 6th grade to 8th grade, who was your celebrity crush?
Oh, jeez.
Like on the wall, maybe?
Oh, I had a lot of boys on my wall. It's weird. John Travolta.
Okay.
Nice.
All right.
Sandy.
Antonio Sabato Jr.
Wow.
Which is now
wow.
problematic because he's... very conservative. He spoke at the Republican National Convention. I don't know. Now I don't love him as much. Matthew McConaughey.
Really?
Yeah.
Dazed and Confused?
All right, all right, all right.
I think it was from A Time to Kill.
Oh yeah.
Good
Jesus
movie.
Christ, you're way younger
Sandra Bullock.
Than that.
Why would I... Huh? Is that Sandra Bullock?
Sandra Bullock.
Yep. Yeah.
And I read
then,
the book.
You know, God, I had all these... I can't remember. There were a few others.
Okay, so
I liked them dark. I liked them...
Great face.
Gristle. Good face, but I was like, yeah, like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Now, you. Who did you have?
Phoebe Cates was...
Phoebe Cates.
Hey.
Yep, Fast Times for Phoebe Cates.
That was like your number one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mine was Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Uh-huh.
Rachel Lee Cook, I remember, and Topanga from Boy Meets World.
Mm-hmm.
Will.
I knew that was coming.
Yeah. So we asked Will this question. He says he never had one.
No, because I didn't have like the one that I remembered, like the like, oh, who's on the poster? Like, I just never, I couldn't think of who that was.
No. Don't excuse that. There's not
see
one.
See how quickly she was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Anyway,
it makes
not,
sense.
Yeah.
But it's not an okay thing. There's not one person you looked at.
We established one.
There was a couple. It was like when I got older, like Pam from The Office, I always had a crush on. Like, that was always
That's
one.
Cute.
What age?
And middle, I don't know, middle school maybe? I don't
middle
know.
School,
I don't know.
How
maybe
fucking young is he?
Maybe
yeah.
High school.
No,
I don't remember. Yeah. But
yeah.
Again, there was definitely ones before that, but I don't remember who they were.
Yeah.
I really don't.
My brother had a poster of Pamela Anderson on his.
Wow.
Yeah, like, that's like classic, but I like never had like.
I was never into that. I always looked like the classic kind of. Oh man, that
cute.
Girl.
You liked cute.
I love cute.
I was the same.
I liked
way.
To cuddle.
Yeah.
I was a cuddle guy. So I was always
Phoebe
like,
Cates too in Fast Times was
great.
A super just like confident woman.
Yeah.
I bet your wife is a confident woman.
Very
you
confident.
Yeah. So you probably
I don't know what I said. Oh yeah.
Phoebe Cates and he's got a thing.
Oh yeah.
He's got a big thing for Elaine.
Oh, she's great. She's amazing.
Hey, what's she doing? That's what he always says.
Hey, I'm with Elaine taking her to work. Put me on speaker, Brent. Hey, Elaine.
Hi, Brent.
Hey. Loves you too, by the way.
Man,
like, I'll
great
just
dance.
Let you guys talk.
They dance salsa in DC. I was
Do
like
you?
Blown away.
Yeah.
You lead and stuff?
I'm a lead.
That's
he
cool.
used to teach salsa.
Like a lady. Lady.
Are you serious?
Years ago, I did. Yeah.
Oh my
Watching
god!
Watching him and his wife dance, I was like, oh my! I was insane.
I love salsa dancing. I can't do it, but somebody was like, just find a guy who knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
And I remember I went to a salsa club once, and I did that.
It's a lot of fun.
It was fun.
Yeah, it's they're I mean, I haven't gone in a long time. Elaine, my wife, kept doing. She still goes once in a while, and then like goes to see the live music and stuff. But I. It's kind of a weird scene. They're real nerd. They're like you know how when you hang around with like Star Wars nerds, you're like, okay, that's enough Star Wars already. It's kind of like that with that scene too.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm sorry. I can't wait till this is public because I just can't understand how when you're going through your puberty and everything that there's not somebody that you're like. Daydreaming about
it was more real people. It wasn't like the
but I had the real. I had the real
that's
people
true.
Too.
But everybody has their strange thing. Everybody has their strange thing.
You
For example,
I
want to point one out. Brent, how old are you now?
33.
How many girlfriends have you had?
Two.
Bullshit. One. I thought it was
no,
one. Oh, two.
Girl, yeah.
But recent.
That's because I believed in love and I thought
he
she was the one.
Never had a girlfriend.
Yeah, but I also was because I was dedicated to my craft.
So there's reasons.
But it was
Probably
also because
reasons.
But it was also
He wasn't sure who he was yet.
It was
yeah.
also because my parents have been together 45, 46 years and I was smart enough to realize that I need to get me right before I can be right for someone else.
Right.
And I had other insecurities about who I am as a human being.
Okay.
If we're really going
to
get into it.
So you were 40 in your teens.
Then I met someone I thought I was going to be the one and she left me. You want to hear it? That's what happened.
It got real.
But
Either
way,
real.
I bet you he did have crushes that they were just minor and he just doesn't remember.
All I'm saying is
Burt Reynolds.
Yeah, I think that's what it has to be. There's something, because you know what, actually? My little brother's gay, and I remember having that conversation with him as a kid. He's a year younger than me. And I said, who do you like? I was so bad, I had a picture book of Jennifer Love Hewitt. You know?
Wow, she's a good one. I met her.
I just remember thinking, you just daydream. Like, dreams are the greatest thing in the world because they're not real. So you can treat them as whatever you want.
Yeah.
So you can use them as a way, as an endorphin of happiness to be like, oh, yeah, she said no to me. I couldn't kiss her at the party, but one day I'll get somebody like that, you know,
right.
like she likes me, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, but, you know, if you have a real crush on a real person, sometimes they just take up all your bandwidth.
But I disagree because I had the same crush since... fifth grade until I was a senior, I had the same crush. Can't say her full name. Did you not have the same type of thing?
Yeah, same thing. I liked the same girl from like sixth grade to like senior year.
I had the same.
Oh.
We have a lot of similarities.
Did you guys ever go out?
No, I told her the last day of senior year.
Yep.
I told her that.
You
got to
be dramatic. I did the same thing.
Brent's got it from her.
What did she say?
What I did?
She said, No, it was like she was dating somebody at the time, and I didn't expect anything of it, but I was like, I'm just going to tell her just so I can say that I did. So I don't have to be like, what if
doesn't
I...
Doesn't it feel so much better?
Yeah,
I did that. I remember this
I
was...
I actually pussied out, sorry.
Late in dating, I remember I started, if I liked a guy, I just was like, I like you. You know, I was so much more honest.
That's probably a better way to do it.
I wish girls did that when I was a kid.
No, it doesn't happen. You have to be secure.
Well, it didn't happen when I was a kid. It took a long time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I started getting very like, I like you. What are we doing? You know? That's
so cool. Well, now let me cut to, like, we're working at Conan. Now, Conan was nice enough to, basically, that was kind of the greatest luxury of me building some of the stand-up shit, too, was him paying... For look, I'm gonna get us another show, and we're all gonna. I'll find it.
Yeah.
And so he, you know, gave me some money. I was able to get unemployment. I was able to fucking do stand up, and then he did TBS. Go back TBS. Now I'm working with Steve Hollander, Greg Kasoff, Jackie Stathis, Stathis. I always call her Stathis Stathis because she can't tell me exactly what it is. Love her to death. She actually was the only person.
Too much. No one needs
but
all that.
But those are my bosses.
No one needs
Sorry.
All that.
Sorry. Either way. So at that point, some reason I still had a desk, which was closer to you. Was it right outside? No. I was outside Andy Richter's office.
Yeah, you would not be near me.
No, I was actually banned from those offices.
Also, but, go ahead, finish. I was going to say, just I want to know exactly like what you do at Conan.
Oh.
Like, we haven't said any. I would love to just learn. Just
that's
as
where
someone
I'm getting.
Okay,
God damn it, I just brought up Conan.
We're almost at an hour, so I just want to make sure. Like,
oh my God, already?
Shut up.
That's all.
For the love of Christ. I'm so sorry, Will.
No, it's
No, so... I start working there. We're now you ruined. That's what I'm
make,
getting
we're,
to.
Outside, you were talking about where your desk was outside of Andy's.
I was outside of Andy's thing, but me. I didn't really need a desk. It had nothing to do with that. But once we got to Conan, I felt like we really hit the comfort level.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Where it was the Conan of old, like the Conan it should have been, because the other one was like an evil empire.
Mm. Well, the Tonight Show is a lot of pressure.
Yeah. And it was like 20 suits every time we did a rehearsal.
It's a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
It is.
And like pressure aside, it was just not a stage conducive to comedy at all. It was like 400 seats way back. But when we got to Conan, it became like fun. It was that family environment. Mm-hmm. And I would spend a lot of time going up to her office, and I was put on a ban list. But
you were your name. Yeah, it's still, there. Still on a piece of paper outside of my. We have a space. Uh-huh. There's a thing that says these people are banned from this space, and one of them is Brent Morin.
Why?
I think
what
there's
got you
only
banned?
Three
just
people.
Going there too much.
I forgot.
I don't remember. I
really
think we were just
either.
Joking around.
I know it was fun
because we loved having you come visit.
Yeah, but no, working at that show, Will and Will's right, and we should ask. So working with Conan.
Yes.
So now you're with Conan for how long?
Oh my God, it's going to be 11 years in January.
Wow.
And Conan, by the way, watching Conan he's such a comedic genius. Like, I always say Conan taught me the professionalism of comedy, and just watching him as a writer's mind, just from a distance, just seeing that. But it's also a complex mind. Like, you know, I suffer from clinical depression and anxiety disorder, and some days are better than others for me, personally. Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, I don't know that about him, but... he's talked about it openly about depression.
Yeah.
And sometimes I remember in the beginning, I would see him walk through the halls and I could see a little bit of glass like in the eyes where I go, oh, he's depressed today, because I know that personally, I know what that feels like. And it's such when you're dealing with somebody like him, who's even more of a, like he's a real comedic genius. Mm-hmm. It's gotta be an interesting thing. And it also takes a lot of trust for somebody like that to, like, I don't consider you his assistant. It's like a partnership almost.
Well, I still do assistant stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I have to take care of his schedule. I have to help him with things, scheduling things, whatever. But, you know, obviously my job's evolved.
Yeah.
I'm on the show a lot more than I used to be.
Yeah, I've noticed.
I'm on his podcast. And
you guys are like, co-hosting it with him, or the podcast, or how's that work?
I wouldn't even say co-hosting. I would say I'm featured on it, because
that's awesome.
He does all the legwork for it. He does all the interviews. He does. I'm mostly in bookending the interviews. I'm like in the beginning segments and the end segments.
She's great in it too. You have to listen to it.
Yeah, but then with Conan, you just sit back and let him do everything.
Yeah, he likes to go. He's we're similar in that way. Just something with your laugh. Like, I'll go off, and then you just interject with it.
Yeah,
I noticed when we were working together, that would be a big thing.
Yeah.
Probably pissed him off once if you said I was funnier than him.
Oh,
but
I would never say that.
I know, and I wouldn't say it. But working for him over these years, like, how has it evolved? Like, has it been
I think you're right. It's become a lot more of like kind of a partnership, but yeah. I feel like my opinion matters, which is nice.
Yes.
I feel like I'm valued, which is really nice.
I noticed that.
But yeah, I was just thinking about this on the way over. I was like, I'm really content with my job. And if everything else just went away, I'd still be really happy. That's why I can't get too attached to all this other stuff that's happening. Yeah. Like I'll never think that I'm like, I don't have aspirations of becoming on-air talent, you know?
Yeah.
I don't want to become someone on, I don't want to diet. That's my biggest thing. So I got to a point a while ago where I was like, this is good. I'm happy. And if this is all it is, I'm super happy with that. And everything else is just kind of icing on the cake. Yeah.
Oh. And then once, you know what, just to call back, you talking about like too scared to say something to a boy. And now you'd be like, do you like me or you don't? Like,
yeah.
Figure that shit out. That is just personal confidence. That's growth in you. And that's one thing I always notice sitting at the cue card section with Kent, waiting for those blue cards from Conan. It didn't matter if it was Gavin Pallone or if it was some other big CEO or for whomever it was. Sona was Sona with every person and they love her.
Oh,
like awesome. I always was
oh,
like,
nice.
Nobody was ever treating her like an assistant because she's not. It was like, she's part of the fucking show. You better get to like her and know her. And I'm going to treat you the same I treat Conan. Where Conan, I'm going to be like, get your pants. Let's fucking go to work. Well, don't cut out. Get the pants on. I don't know why I said
I
that.
What? I don't know why I said, how do you
I'm
think
saying,
our
get dressed. Do the. Get dressed.
Do
this shit.
Him.
I don't know why I said that way. But I always admired that because, like, especially as a PA, observing just how everything works, I was always, like, impressed, like, yeah, if Gavin Pallone is one of the biggest managers of all time, so if he walks up like it's Conan in there, I'm like, oh, I think, yeah. You know, and I'd be different with him than I would be with Ashley Olivia or you or something. And I was like, I always admired when somebody could not change who they are, and this is who I am. I know me so well. This is what it is.
Yeah.
You know?
No, like, that's true.
And that's I think that's part of, personally from a distance, where like Conan's like, oh, she's going to tell me like it is. This is what it's going to be. She also has a sense of humor and smart and gets it because that's so important.
Yeah.
Like, there's no entitlement with it. There's no stubbornness with it. It's like you'll listen to the fucking craziness that us entertainers are going to throw out because we're out
that's
of our
true.
Goddamn minds.
You were always my favorite part of visiting.
Yeah. Oh, thank
seriously.
You, Jason.
And then when you were doing Undateable, you guys were on the same
lot.
That was
I would
so cool.
come by and say hi to you.
I know. I really loved that. I loved when you guys came and visited. I loved it. It was so
great.
Nice to see you guys. I think that I think it also comes from not having anything to lose. I mean,
right?
I'm not even joking.
I know.
Because if all this blew up and I, you know, now, I mean, back then I could just move in with my parents and it wouldn't be an issue. Like,
right,
I really didn't care. But now I'm like, I'm married. He'll just, you know, carry me. I don't really care.
That's
you know?
Kind of beautiful.
Isn't it nice? You just feel like you don't have anything to lose. So you're like, whatever.
So what is it like now? Because I've been away from the show. It's changed a half hour format.
Yes.
You know?
Which
and so it's lost, which
much,
you love.
Which I love.
I could tell Conan loves it more too.
Yeah.
You know, he's having more fun with it. But then also now, because this is the way the shit goes. Now it's podcasting, and so he's doing the podcast. He seems, I listen every episode, it seems like he's the most fulfilled. I mean, that's kind of more the Conan I know when we're off camera, which is like, I always tell people, he's so good on camera, and he knows how to dictate a show. He's a puppet master. But when you're off camera, the guy can go on rants sometimes that are like, all right, that's genius. Like,
we're way busier now than we were when we had an hour long show.
Yeah,
wow,
way way busier. There's so much more happening. There's so much more that we're doing. Is that plane?
Yeah. I told you it's gonna be in a lot of this stuff.
I didn't
to
know
be
what
honest,
that
this
was.
Is like a Rick Rubin album from back in the day, where it's just like, dude, you got to listen to the vintage episodes when you heard the planes.
No, I think that it's really smart. He was. When we moved to Conan, and you probably remember this, he did a thing which was really smart, which was he created a whole separate business that was his digital team.
Yeah.
So they handled social media, they handled the website and everything. And then now that has expanded. I want to say there's like 30 people who work down there.
Wow. I know. By the way, I noticed that working there. All of a sudden, Team Coco was just...
Yeah.
Seemed like they were like coming and in inventing a new car.
Well, and he made jokes about it. He was like, one day they're... You know, because before it was the show was driving digital, but then he's like, at one point, digital's going to be driving the show.
Yeah.
And it really it is changing to be that way.
That's
and
amazing.
It was really smart of him to have like established that early.
Yeah. when you're on the podcast, though, like, you've had unbelievable guests, Michelle Obama. Mm-hmm. I mean, and you're sitting there with Michelle Obama, Hillary Clinton. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, the thing is, what I do love about it is I know what it feels like to get a Sona laugh. You know, it always motivated me to get a, because I knew I'm on the right track, like, laugh-wise, and I could tell with Conan that, like, motivates him to go that way. I like that your mic's not turned down when that shit's going on.
No.
You know, and you're allowed to ask something, or, you know, you're not in the distance. Like, you are a part of the podcast, not just bookending it and opening it. And so being in that experience, what have you found? Like, this is how we'll close it. What do you find on this podcast compared to just the 11 years you've been with them? Like, what is the podcast difference? How do you like that?
Well, it is, it never stops being cool being in a room where Conan is interviewing people like Bob Newhart. Or Bill Hader, or like Dana Carvey. Yeah.
Bob Newhart killed me, by the way. Yeah. I listened to that one twice.
Or even, like, you know, like Jeff Goldblum. Like Goldblum,
you. Yeah. There was a lot of sexual energy on that one.
Everybody has a specific personality, but their dynamic with different interviewers is something that's unique.
Yeah.
And I think that I always knew Conan was a good interviewer, but I never really understood it until the podcast. Because he's not... There's no, like, people giving time signals. I mean, there are, but, you know, he can...
Speaking of which.
Go through it. I know. Yeah. There never is, you know, any sort of limitations to what he can talk about. And it's really cool. And you can see the chemistry he has with a lot of people, especially people who he's known forever, like Adam Sandler,
What's, just so people know, what's the podcast called?
It's called Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend.
I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, honestly, you do kind of feel in comedy. Like, we were talking about this earlier today. Like, we have friends that are, like, comedians, you know? But, like, I also, you have your original, like, your
guys
OGs.
I grew up with,
yeah, people you grew up with. I have, like, my friends, like my buddy Matt, I told you Sunday, just watch something.
Yeah.
And then when you really, like, sit down a list, like, the people that are, besides, like, you and Will's getting there, but, you know, like, certain people, like, D'Elia, you know, like, there's certain people, like, okay, those are friends, but, like, man, I have a lot of comedian friends that I don't know if I'm, I don't even know if I have their new number.
Right.
Yeah. So, well, you, your dynamic's different with them. Like, an interview you do with them will be totally different than an interview they do with somebody else, just because you never know what your chemistry is going to be like. And it's cool to see Conan's chemistry with different people.
Yeah, so, and you're great on it too. Like, I honestly, working there too, like, she was equally as funny as everybody. It was so perfect.
Thanks, Brent.
No, it was awesome.
That's very sweet.
That's why I've written you multiple texts about it.
I know. It's really sweet.
It's perfect.
And I miss having you there.
I know.
It was so fun.
It was a lot easier when I had a show shooting next door, too.
Well, also, when you were a PA on the show, I remember we were doing the monologue meeting. And then when it was done, I'm like, all right, I got to go flirt with Brent. And then everybody would just be like, okay. Like, they knew where I was headed.
Yeah, Conan used to push us together, like, just kiss already.
That's hilarious.
Like, come on, you two.
Brent, can I say, you fucked up.
I know. Are you kidding me? You see that ring? It's been blinding me the whole damn time. I'm not a man.
I'm not a man.
Wow. I know who I am.
Yeah, you are.
I'm a boy.
You're a man boy. Man boy.
I love you. All right. Well, Sona, thank you for coming on. Yes. Hopefully, come back again. I want to hear more. We'll get more into it.
I would love to come back.
Yeah, I want to hear more about these guests and what it was like behind the scenes. But, you know.
Awesome.
Got an hour. She's got to go babysit her niece.
Yes.
You.
So,
nieces.
We got to do it. Nieces.
Tell them all about the Lion's Den.
Yeah. Oh, my God. All right. Thank you, Sona.
That was so fun.